Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Glory to God. Now, let's read. You can look at your screen from wherever you are. I will take verse 1, you take verse 2, and then we'll take the... What's wrong with the mic? The 9th verse together. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, verse 2, and verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And verse 4. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Only be thou strong and courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. I will take verse 9 together. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Please have your seats for a few minutes. The Lord bless the reading of his word. This morning, I want to consider our brother Joshua. And looking at this scripture, please, I want you to get your paper and your pen, because I'm going to be speaking to you and I need you to put down the points. If you don't have a paper or some pen, get your diary, your notepad, iPad, 12 Pro Max, get your 11, iPhone 11. And if you have a very good Samsung, amen, you can write with that. If you are using Vivo, Alcatel, Sagem, Nokia, don't jot. Just get the message. Amen. Amen. Am I coming off clearly at the back? I think I'm getting some echoes here also. Am I the only one? You are getting some echoes. Please, there's some echoes. This is not my voice. Hallelujah. Is it better? Bring it down a bit. You are looking for it. Hallelujah. Okay. Is it better? Okay. Now, this entire scripture captures how God journeys with a man from one season of his life to the other. Now, when you read this scripture, the first thing I want you to get from this story is that it was a mourning period. It was a period when Joshua was mourning the death of his disciple, of his father in the Lord. And it was a season that lacked direction. Okay? It wasn't a good time for Israel. Number one, this was a man that out of nothing moved 5 million people out of Egypt and through God's mighty hand wrought many terrible miracles, gave them food without lighting one matchstick. So this was a prophet. It wasn't just any kind of prophet. The only other prophet that matched him was Jesus Christ. Jesus was also able to give people food from just 5 loaves. Out of nothing, Moses would create something. Moses was a man that was finished. But God picked him from the backside and gave him a fresh vision. Moses was a man who was waiting to die. But God took that thing, that weapon, that staff that was the symbol of his fellowship. And God used that staff to bring out an entire nation out of Egypt. So Moses was not just an ordinary man. It's just like when a Mandela in a nation dies. The whole nation, I mean, you can't, even if you didn't know him personally, you would not be playing loud music in South Africa. Because there was something about the guy that died. His death was enough to crush your resolve. His death, his absence was enough to put you in some kind of pause mode. It's just like when you lose your dad, and your dad used to be very, you know, and then your dad's family come, take away everything, take away the property, take away the houses and the cars, and you are left with your mom with nothing. And that's why I say to you, when you get married, let everything be in your name and your wife's name. So that even if it's your mother-in-law, take her to court. Just take her to court. Let the judge explain. Huh? So you may not know, what we practice now is nuclear family, not extended. It's nuclear family. So anything you want to do for your family, do it before you die. Are you hearing me? The moment you die, we will not ordain the son of Moses simply because his father served the nation. Except God has commanded it. Oh, are you hearing me now? Simply because we are indebted to your family doesn't mean that you must produce the next. There were 70 people that God anointed. Am I coming off clearly? There were 70 people that God anointed, took out of the portion that was upon Moses and put it upon them. And Joshua was not one of them. I would have expected a coalition of political parties coming together to say that you are not among those the power fell on. You cannot be the next leader. Do you understand? You are just a PA. You have no experience. Have you ever spoken in tongues before? Have you ever prophesied? There are people that seems to think that you are not qualified simply because you don't have a Harvard degree. There are some that believe that except you go to Lagos Business School, you don't have an MBA. While that may be true, God does not judge as man judges. God picks his boys from the desert. In the season of forgetfulness, when nobody seems to look at you, is where God picks his Joshua's from. It's where God picks his David's from. It's where God picks his Samuel from. God picks people when they are not looking for him. Hallelujah. Oh, you didn't hear that one. You are not such, you are just doing your own thing. And then God says you. And that's why some of the times you had your most powerful dreams at night, there were moments when you didn't think you would see anything. You just went to bed and woke up like, wow, that was a powerful experience. So this guy was mourning. It wasn't a good time to hear God's voice. And there are some of you, anytime you are mourning, nobody including God can talk to you. There are people when they are sad, when bad things happen, even God avoids them. Because it's not a good time to talk. There was a doctor in the U.S., she lost her medical practice. And she went and, you know, out of frustration, she was tired. You know, she lost her practice because she was witnessing to people at the hospital. So they sent her away. So she sat, you know, here we call it gutter. That drainage system around your area. And it was raining and, you know, it was just drizzling all over her head. And she sat in the rain crying, unable to tell the difference between her tears and the rain that was falling. And then the Holy Spirit said to her, can I say something? He said, I just lost my practice. You want to say something? It was your work I was doing. You asked me to speak to that lady. And now they took away my medical practice. And the Holy Spirit asked her, do you want your medical practice or do you want something better? It is, I don't really It's good when we hear God when there's no crisis, when there's no challenge, but the ability to hear God in the midst of a storm is the proof that you can actually hear God. Not when you just say, God says, it is well with you, my child, he's going to take care, and there's no crisis. When your husband writes you a letter telling you, I am leaving you tomorrow. And like one of my mentors said, when your husband tells you, I will divorce you, say to him, forget about that. What do you want for dinner? What do you want for dinner? You are talking rubbish. What do you want to eat? Don't just say, hey, you want to divorce me. Start crying. You have lost. You've lost. Tell you, go and say that. What do you want for dinner? There's rice. There's plantain. There's that. You give me food and knock off that madness. You can't leave me. For what? If I marry you, nobody can marry you again. You tell him. Say, I'm threatening you. Hearing God in the midst of crisis is one thing that most of us do not have. Hearing God telling you that tomorrow is going to be all right, when you look all around you and you are just coming from an interview and they are saying to you that we are looking for somebody between 27 max, 28, but you are 30. So, and then God told you to apply for the job. So you are asking God, did you do this to embarrass me? Why didn't you just leave me where I am? I'm just trying to tell you that the ability to hear God in moments of crisis is not something everybody has, but it is something that we must all develop. And you need to put that down. The ability to hear God in crisis is something that we all need to develop. Supernatural seasons are coordinated by the voice of the Lord. Supernatural seasons, or if you like, a new season coming upon your life, is determined by the thermometer of the Word of God. It is not a new season because you wish for it. It is a new season because the Lord has spoken. And I'm not talking about positive confession. I'm not talking about Yoruba people. You know, Yoruba, this your left hand is Owosi. But you see, Yoruba people have a way, a nice way of saying every, even a bad thing. A nice way of saying, say, Owa Lafia. Now, who gave you the first word that said Owosi? Yeah, I mean, it's you. You did it. So what's wrong with saying Owosi? They say, but they attribute a kind of negative meaning. It is not a new season simply because you have a fancy way of telling yourself it's a new season. It's not a new season because you're a Yoruba man and you've learned proverbs, Yoruba proverbs. It's a new season because God says it's a new season. Hallelujah. Number two, or number three. Prophecies of immense gravity are better heard by you alone. Prophecies of immense gravity are better heard by who? By you alone. There's nothing wrong with a prophet telling you something. But I would rather that God talks to me. Are you hearing me now? I said I would rather that God talks to me. There are certain things that can't be properly communicated by the tongues of other men. There are certain things in the visions of the night when God shows it to you. Even without God say, have you seen a vision that was just pictures and no words? Have you had a dream like that? Just images. I had one over the night. The moment I opened my eyes, I knew the meaning. You see, the vision carries a life of its own. It carries a vision of its own. It carries a mind of its own. You just wake up and you know this is what God is saying. There are certain things that are better communicated to you because if God says to you that this is what he wants to do through somebody else, you will not be able to immediately generate faith for it. You see, if God has sent the elders of Israel to say to Joshua, Kamba le katodia. The Lord says, you are the next. You see, that guy would have disappeared and probably run back to Egypt. You see, he would have left. Because there are, when you look at the shoes you are about to put your feet. Have you ever, I heard a pastor's wife preaching one day. And she said when her husband, who is a mentor, started traveling abroad. And because her husband is a very powerful preacher, and she is not really a good preacher. So she said she used to spend the first 10 minutes of every message reminding people that I am not reverend. No. I don't know how to preach. You. You people should just try and get blessed. She said, but late. So the husband will be somewhere in the, you know, maybe in the US or Canada, and he's watching that you will be laughing. A lot of you. God don't catch you. You know, she was like, ah, is, you know, you don't realize how easy it is to preach until they now give you the microphone and say, preach. You now realize that it's the same John 3:16, but you'll be stammering. Ah, are you here now? So if God had, the weight of the calling that God was putting upon Joshua was such that God needed to show up himself. I'm telling you. Because anybody come in and say, ah, Pastor David, you are the next president of Nigeria, David will laugh. Number one, he doesn't belong to any political party. It's the same way Sarah laughed. Sarah laughed. You know the laugh of, I know you people wish me well. But how do I say this? Some things are Latin Daragba. I'm old. You can't abuse me and call me barren again. I'm old. I'm almost dead. Do you understand? There's nothing you can use to abuse me again, Mama. He no get picking, no get. Now person go bury him. There are some things when you are 30, 35, 36, 37, 38, 40, 45, 50. People like, that woman, she's very nice, but she doesn't have a child. When you are 70, whether you have a child or people will call you Mama. Do you know what I'm saying? Everybody will call you Mama. Are you out of your mind? Is she your mate? Mama? Or even Grandma? So it's not everybody get picking. Certain things are better communicated by God. Certain things can only be appreciated when God speaks to you directly. Now, whether you have faith enough to believe that that experience you just had was from God is another thing entirely. Kapra shakata baleke de bodobus pala. Rabaka shakata barakata. Give me that scripture again. In Joshua chapter 1. Kapa rabakata balabasakata. Give me verse 2. Do you understand that when God was going to select this young man, he didn't talk to the whole Israel about it? Are you hearing something? This was a personal conversation. When God chooses you, he makes no recourse to man. That is the only way you will know your real enemies. He said, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. God immediately gave him a mandate. He gave him a people. He gave him a mandate. What is that mandate? Go over this Jordan. Don't go alone. Go over these people. You see, the issue we are talking about here is not just about an assignment. Most people heard from God that they had a calling over their lives. And when I say you have a calling, I'm not just talking about being a minister of the gospel. I'm talking about whatever it is God has put in your hands. But they couldn't tell the scope of that assignment. Go over this Jordan. If he had gone over the Red Sea, and to be very honest with you, most of the people that I've had to speak to who are Christians, this is one question they can't answer. Most Christians can't really tell you what the primary reason why they are alive. They don't know. Now, if you come to me and ask me, you are asking the wrong person, because I already told you that there are certain things that are better revealed to who? To you alone. Next verse. God gave him a territory. God gave him a mandate. Go over this Jordan. God gave him the people. Go with these people. Now, in verse 3, God gave him authority. You see why many of us are unable to flow in divine power? Because power does not operate in a vacuum. Power does not operate in isolation. You may be the head of market risk or whatever department in your office, but if you get out of that office and enter into the next bank beside you, you have no authority. Authority is always within a scope. Just the way I cannot come to your house now and tell your wife, go and cook for me, even though I'm the president, general, and very soon I'm going to be ordained a bishop. But it's not promotion. It's not promotion. Just saying. It's not promotion. It's nothing. It's not promotion. In case you have that desire, it's not promotion. You can change the title, but it's not promotion. Promotion is determined by more work. When God wants to promote you, he gives you more work. That's how you know you've been promoted. It's not by changing the spelling of your title. God gave him a mandate. God gave him what? A people. That means the mandate was not a mental, and this is the problem many of us are having. We have this mental thing about our walk with God that involves only us. Every time God wants to do something with you, there will be somebody that you have to cross to the other side. So when you say, God has called me, when you say, God has put this business in my hands, the question is, what is the mandate? What did he say? Did he say, cross this Jordan? Or did he say, cross the Mediterranean Sea? Number two, who are you going with? Who are the people that you will be required to account for? Do you see why many people are only seeing visions that they are seeing angels, God called them, and they will never manifest in their 100 years old? Do you see why God keeps calling people? People are excited with prophecy. They are not excited with responsibility. That is why when a man wants to get married, he doesn't go for the most attractive girl. He goes for the one that makes his life stable. When you are looking for seven heavens, archangels, Femi, when you are looking for archangels, when you want to get the secret to power, when you want to enter into the celestial heavens, when you want to understand the apocalyptic dimensions of the realms of God, when you want to know those things, but you see, when you want stability for your life, there are some people you follow. Like Bishop Edeko, you can follow him. When you are getting married, and you need stability in your life, it's not people talking about how they enter seven heavens that is your concern. That's their problem. I don't care about those things. The Bible says the earth he has given to man. And you would think that it's because we don't go there. I'm just telling you that when a man is looking for, when you need to pay your bills, now it's going to be January again. When you need to get married, you know, your life starts moving in three months. So any revelation you say you know, it must deliver on this realm.
Yes, sir.
If you say you know God, he must be the God that answers by fire. You just know him in your dream, imagining angels with feathers, all those feathers, chicken feathers. When God lays a demand upon a Joshua, I don't want you to see Joshua as that guy who ever saw himself as qualified. I want you to see the man that was contented to be PA forever. And then God say, you are the one I want to use. When a guy proposes to you, or when a guy goes out on a date with you, whatever, dating is not a Christian word. It's what we give ourselves. But for the purpose of this conversation, when a guy goes on a date with you and is asking you, let's know more about each other. He's not interested in your master's or PhD or how many people you have brought you to the same cafeteria. He wants to see if there's a voice or tone of stability. If the guy is a Christian or someone like myself, there, you're going to take off your makeup. This is a no makeup date. It's a no makeup date. When I say no makeup, I'm not talking about Mary Kay. Because I need to be sure that the person, because now I understand my mandate, but I need to be sure of who I'm traveling with. You see where many people suffer abortion. Sometimes we get so enamored and emotional about the mandate. We are not careful to select those we are journeying with. So we end up carrying baggages. And then somewhere in the journey you have to climb a mountain. You now realize you are struggling. Then quarrel starts. So God didn't just give him, I just gave you 3 points. God didn't just give him a mandate. He gave him what? He gave him the people to travel with. A man of destiny cannot travel with everybody. A man that is on a journey with God. When you are planning to get a first class in school, everybody cannot be your friend. Everybody wrote something down in the exam hall, Abby. But somebody wrote more than others. Or somebody wrote what the lecturer wanted to see. That's why he got first class. In the same thing in spiritual things, some of us are going to get third class. God didn't just give him a mandate. He gave him some people to travel with. Most of the times, those people, those companies of destiny, they are not usually too many. And one key I have realized that we need to look out for in our company is, are these men of understanding? Because sometimes we know, but understanding is taken away from us. He said, he talked about the sons of Issachar. You see, I'm giving you blueprints. And for those of you who are just looking at me, I hope you will not come to me for counseling, because I'm going to ask you to listen to this message. I don't want to be doing eternal counseling again. Everlasting counseling. When I'm meeting somebody for the first time, and I sense that God is doing something, what I'm asking is, who is this person in my life? What role is he supposed to play? Is he a father figure? Is he somebody at my level? Or is this somebody that I'm supposed to help? Anybody will fall into either of these three categories. But they are people you have to journey with. If you place the wrong label on them, you get in trouble. And that's why you went to propose to a lady. And lady was like, why are you talking like this? We are just friends. We are just friends. You thought you found a wife. Because you went to her house and she prepared rice with plantain and green vegetables and had all these kind of nice things on. And just there are some foods you eat there, your spirit comes alive. Like the day I went to visit my friend in Sokoto Airport Road, and she cooked rice and plantain. And as a copper, you know, you don't eat all these things often. Her name was Feyi. It's Feyi. And she was your height. Not you, but she was your height. Very nice girl. Very nice girl. And she was from Ogun State. What state are you from? Ah, okay, you are not the one. Very nice girl. I didn't know when I dozed off on the bed, on the chair. I sat, there's only in coppers, it's only the bed that is the chair. There's no other. I ate, I don't know, you know, you just sweat somewhere here. The thing just came. She now says, see your life. See, you know, the moment she says, see your life, my eyes are open. I've been attacked. He says, see your life. All your gaga, he says, see your life. I remembered Samson. Ah, your enemies are upon you. Well, she was a Christian. She's a Christian, so. But it just made me realize how food can make you vulnerable. Since that day, I don't eat in women's house. Ah, lie. Before sweat begins to come, and then you just notice the breeze. You know, there's this breeze that comes from the window. It is your prophecy. It is your mandate that tells you the kind of people you can travel with. Once you understand the mandate, it defines every other category. If you receive the prophecy and you are jumping from up and down, say, Pastor, seven archangels. Seven. Moroni, Shilaka, Gabriel, and you told me all their names. Only God knows where you got them from. If at the end of the day, you didn't understand, I mean, the angels will come and say, understand it. What thou seest? Because they know from experience, people get captured and enamored by visions, but they lack understanding. Meanwhile, somebody is in his room, he's not seeing vision, he just picks the word of God and reads it, and he's making progress. So your mandate, your prophecy will define who you travel with. Then it imparts to you your authority. God says, once you go on the journey that I have, you know, structured for you, every place that the sole of your foot. Did you notice it didn't say your feet? It said your foot. Because what God requires to put dominion in your hands is your first touch. Those feet that you keep going and you are changing shoes up and down, borrowing your friend's shoes and never returning them. Those feet were made for dominion. Those feet were not just made for wearing fancy shoes. Those feet were made for dominion. Say, everywhere the sole of your feet. When you go to new places, take off your shoes and touch the ground. The moment you do that, you are making contact and sending signals to all the powers that are in the atmosphere, and you are telling them, we just change the rulership here. When we're going to start this church, are you hearing me? When we're going to start this church, our church was going to be at Association Road. I trekked on Sunday morning from Yaba Fadeyi. Kato pro shat le ke te. Sunday morning sweating. All the way to Ilukweju. Ra ka pa tu ke te ka kota. Praying in tongues. Taking the entire space. Listen to me. Anything you see that is working, somebody is pulling the button somewhere. Don't be deceived. People go into the graveyard because of political position, and they put a calabash on their head 3 days. Then the calabash must not drop, and they carry it on their head. And you come out to say, yeah, we have a mandate, we want to liberate the people. I came all the way from Canada, want to bring cutting edge technology. We're going to transform the whole of Maryland. Ikeja local government, Ikeja north. We are going to set a unique precedence. You see, the local government should be an area that is the crucible of development. You know, I told you there are only two languages in politics. Approve, disapprove. That's all. A, yea, and nay. There's nothing else. When you go to the National Assembly, the I, hey. The highs have it. Bam. That's all. Nobody needs your crucible, cataclysmic disorder. apocalypses, all those things are for you. When the guy who carries a calabash on his head, 3 days, you say, Greg, you are lazy. You say, it is not just enough. Because it is not enough to receive a prophecy. If you don't have the discipline for it, it will look as if you didn't hear anything. He said, I will give you authority. Everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread on, I will give to you. Next verse. Next verse. I need to round up. I just gave you 3 points, so you need to think. If this one now, you will think. Next verse. Where was the taking over going to start from? The wilderness. That means as you begin to advance in the plans of God for your life, it will many times look like nothing's happening. It will look like you're in a wilderness. It will look like you are on your own. People who said to you, you said God told you to start that business. They will be, wonderful. This is a good idea. They are not going to give you clothes to sew. This catering. Do you know there's no caterer in this place? They will not give you project. They will not give you contract. Wow. 2-1. Industrial chemistry. Wow. 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 You see all these people blowing siren. They can't help you. Wow. 2-1. Say yes. Even 4.45. Wow. Stay away from people blowing siren. Once you start hearing, wow, there's nothing there. Just carry your bag. They won't buy market. I'm telling you how to do away with all these siren people. He said, from the wilderness and where? This Lebanon. That's where the experience was going. What am I saying to you? God's word is bigger than whatever season that you may be in now. God's season, God's power, God's word is the foundation for every movement in the spirit. God's word is the beginning and the end. At the end of the day, when you get to the end of your journey and you look back, you would have become a human replica of your vision. He said that all the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. You see, dominion is your inheritance. But if you said yes and don't understand every other thing I said, have you ever watched Channels Television before? We have never had problem analyzing the problem of Nigeria. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry. But have you noticed that once every other president got there, it's as if they started sleeping. But when they were campaigning, their mouth was free. But when they got in, it's as if one sleep. And you don't even know the email of your president. Next verse. There shall not a man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, I will not comfort thee. Now, when you start your journey, God gives you what? A mandate. Are you hearing me? The next thing he gives you, the people to journey with you. Go with these people. Now, the assignment is God clarifying what he wants. But the people he has asked you to journey with requires your input. Are you hearing me? When you are starting a new work, please hear me. This one may be for somebody. Maybe you are starting a new business or something God told you to start. The first rain there's something I call the former rain. The first rain that will fall on that ground, on that work, they are not your real people. Not all of them are your real people. There are people that will partner with you, but their assignment is just 3 months in your life. The reason God put them there is to ginger you to move. 3 months after, they will relocate to Canada. Are you hearing me? If you get too emotional about the first rain, the latter rain will not come. Listen to me. Except it's not God that gave you that assignment. Hear what I'm saying clearly. There are a number of people that will go with you on that journey initially. Their assignment in your life is to help you start, not to stay. And one way or the other, they will start getting busy, they will start moving. But you see, those are the ones in the wilderness. Let them go. They have done their own assignment, they will get their reward. That's why, even as a pastor, it is not enough for you to love my divinity. It's not enough for you to love the anointed part of me. You must love my humanity. God, give me men who love not just my anointing, but who love my humanity. The day they see that I am tired, they still honor me. God, give me a wife that doesn't just love my anointing, but loves my humanity. So that the day I am angry, she still says it's my husband. Give me a wife that doesn't just see my talents, but can look at me, even in my frail state, and say he's still the one. You need people that love your humanity and your divinity. Not just people who love you when you are anointed and you are smoking fire. You need people that can look at you in your weak state and say you are still the one. There's one song like that we used to sing in those days. I will not sing it. People have been accusing me that I'm teaching them secular song in this church. But it's a song go in those days. Say something. Say you is the one or something like that. Something like that. If you sing it, that means you are not born again. But there's a song, I won't sing this, so you remember. But the thing is that you is the one. You already remember. You are not ready. I know, sometimes I set tests for you people and you fail. I just set tests. I go on YouTube, look for a song and sing for you. Then I know what you people are listening to, Monday to Friday. You listen to Maserati. Let us pray. Mandate, your company, the people that journey with you. What else? Your authority. Number four, your word of comfort. When he says to you, as you go in this assignment, I will be with you. You will have moments you will feel like running away. He said, but when you get there, remember that I said to you ahead of time that I will be with you. This one is not anointing. This one is comfort. I will be with you. When things are not working, I will be with you. When you feel I didn't answer your prayer, I will be there. Go back. Verse 5. I will be with you. I will not fail you. When you wake up one day and find that you are alone, remember that I said to you, I will not fail. The things that abort men's prophecies are not usually big things. There are things like discouragement. Are you hearing me? I said there are things like what? When you look into that office and you realize that everyone who got promoted were not even as good as you are. And then you feel tempted to reduce your level of output. When you were supposed to get promoted or supposed to be recognized and what you got was a query. Then God says, my son, I will be with you. I will not fail you. That I will not fail you means I will not disappoint you. That thing that I said to you, I am still alive, I will make it happen. That your wedding, it will hold. That is what God says. I will not fail you. Jimmy, I promise you, I will not fail you. Hey, I'm not going to fall your hand. I will not fail you. I will show you that when I called you, it was not a mistake. It was an intention in my mind. It was a deliberate thing. That your business, that thing people are saying, like, don't worry, every business fails in 5 years. I will not fail you. I will not fail you. You will need these words of comfort in your journey. You will need these words of assurance. He said, I will not fail you, and I will not forsake you. When that your boyfriend begins to misbehave, I will not forsake you. Even when your pastor doesn't understand you. Because some pastors are the deputy Holy Ghost. They have in their hands the book of life. But God says, I will not forsake you. God has the prerogative for who he forsakes and who he doesn't want to forsake. It's not in a pastor's hand. And that's why as you journey, let me give you three relationships or four that you must not despise. And my time is up. Number one, your natural parents. Don't despise your natural parents. They may not be able to solve your spiritual problems, but please, they are who they are. Respect them. Just like we have natural parents, do not forsake your spiritual parents. While your natural parents can give to you inheritance, family inheritance, your spiritual parents can give you spiritual inheritance. There are certain things that a spiritual father can give to you, you won't work for it. Like the way the anointing was transferred to Elisha. Elisha was not fasting. I remember when we were at the hospital, which day, to check on someone. We were talking about it yesterday. Then one of our members came and said, "Ah, Pastor, I said I've not been seeing you online." She said, "Oh, my phone is bad." And I said, "Your phone is bad." And I asked her, "Would you like an iPhone?" She now said, "Oh, you want to give me one?" I said, "If you touch my phone." I asked you, "Do you want an iPhone?" She said, "Ah, why not, sir?" I said, "You have it." I said, "You have it." So I saw her at the wedding over the weekend. And she now said, "Pastor, do you remember your prophecy?" I said, "Which one?" Because the problem is that the moment I said it, the word has gone forth. It's not my duty to remember again. If the owner of the prophecy doesn't remember, that's your problem. Somebody is now calling me, "Pastor, please," they'll say, "What you gave me 3 years ago?" I said, "Ma Google it. Just Google it. Google it that prophecy Pastor Benga gave me on 2000. So just Google it. Google will tell you something. To take you to my LinkedIn page or take you to my... It will take you somewhere. Because Google must take you somewhere. How can I remember? You're out of your mind. Don't just fall under the anointing. Put your recorder on. She said, "Pastor, somebody just called me and I was, what's wrong?" He said, "Would you like an iPhone?" The issue is not that she got an iPhone. She got an iPhone from a fellow woman. If it was a guy, they would say, "Oh, because it's a guy." It was a woman like her. I said, "Oh, would you like an iPhone?" Then she remembered the word. But I said it jokingly. Because even the joke of a prophet is a prophecy. Do not despise your natural parents. Do not despise your spiritual parents. Do not despise people that have been put on your mentors, on your path to help you. Everybody has different things they are doing. So don't confuse them and mumble them together. Do not despise your covenant friends. And do not despise those you are sent to be of help to. Let's pray. Rise to your feet. So you must remember this morning, as we go into the service, your mandate, your company, your authority, and your word of comfort. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this word take root in the hearts of your children. Let it bring forth a harvest of 30, 60, 100. In the name of Jesus, let your word be strong. Let every ground that is cursed be blessed today. Let every life, every ground that is not producing, begin to bring forth a harvest. In the name of Jesus, let every embargo be lifted. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.